Coming up in the business week ahead, the Federal Reserve holds its July meeting on interest rates and the future of asset purchases. We'll also get the first estimate of second quarter growth. The consensus forecast is a GDP gain of 9.1%. It could end up as 2021's strongest quarter since many parts of the economy reopened in the spring. We'll also get the latest on home prices, housing vacancies, pending home sales, durable goods orders, the final July Consumer Confidence Index, personal incomes and consumer spending, June's core inflation rate, and we also enter the third week of second quarter earnings season, more than 1,000 public companies report. Privatization of foster care services is under fire. Nationwide, child foster care is provided through a mix of state, county, and nonprofit agencies, but now more than half the country allows private companies to do it, and at least one organization is trying to stop that. NBC's Chris Pallone reports.
At least 28 states allow privatized foster care, from screening potential parents and placing children to operating group homes.
There's an incentive, a perverse incentive, to make sure that there are more kids in the foster care system, that they're filling more beds.
There are more than 430,000 children in foster care across the country. Santana points to a recent Senate committee study which found privatized foster care often provides children with worse care than public or nonprofit agencies. Children's Rights has launched a petition and website called fixfostercare.org. They're hoping to get the attention of federal and state leaders, urging them to direct more resources to ensure children grow up in loving homes with their biological families if they can, and to remove the profit motive from the equation. Chris Pallone, NBC News.
And the Venmo mobile payment app is ditching the feed that shows users' payments to everyone. Venmo's global feed has been the focus of privacy concerns for years. Now users will only see payments between friends when they open the app. Venmo says getting rid of the global feed is part of its ongoing effort to continually evolve the Venmo platform. Consumer and business news, Joe McConnell, NBC News Radio.